The Beis Hamidalef, six lines up, seven lines up from the bottom of the Gemara. So the question is, again, when the Mishnah says Shidur Gagalis, is it only with the two of them together? So we have that if the Nazir is Mayel or Noise a Chatzik HaBavatzamus. And the Mishnah in Sechtes Oilus, if a person is mile on a roiv kav, a quarter of a kav of a tzomus, or if there's roiv minion of the vorm of the bones of a person in the oil, or there's a roiv minion. Now we're saying there's something else. There's another tuma, which is the shidur and the gargalus, because since in the shidur and gargalus is nicker the person, so that's the source of tuma on its own. Even though it's not a roiv kav, even though it's not roiv minyan, not roiv binyan. Is it only the shed and the girl is together, or each one by itself? So that's the more shayla. Okay. So, toshma, let's bring a raya, miminyana, from the count over here of this, we brought before a brisa from Rabbi Yehuda says that there's six things which Rabbi Kiva was matame and the chamor matire, and then Rabbi Kiva was kaiser. So let's count the six. So the first one is al aver min ames shabo mishne mesim. So we said that aver to be tame, even though it doesn't have a kazayis buster, but if it's an aver which has buster gidim and atzamis, so it's matame. So let's say we combine the pieces of an aver from two different mason. The Chavra Kiva says it's tamei. It's an aver of a mace, which has boshag gidim and atzamis. It's not from one person. The Chavra Kiva said tamei. The Chavra said torah, and then the Rabbi Yehuda says Rekiba was chayzer. So that's one. Al aver menachai shabah mishnei bnei adam. So Abram and Chai, which comes from two different people. So again, the Rebbe Kiva said Tomei, the Chacham said Tor, and eventually Rebbe Kiva was Kaiser. So it's just important to point out that we picture the din of Abram and Chai. It's a complete. It's an aver which has Basa Gidim and Tzumbas, and it's attached. So that's clear that Rebbe Kiva is saying it does not need to be attached, as long as all the pieces are there. That's a source of Tuma. So the Chachamim say, yeah, if it's one person's aver, Menadav it came from different people. So that's two. V'achatzi kav atzamis shabo mishnei mesim. You have a chatzi kav which came from two different mesim. Now it's interesting. The Mishnah oil is. Brings the machloekas to Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim by a roivakav that of atzamis. So the din of tumas for by the din of tumas oil, the shear of atzamis is a quarter of a kav, and now these bones are partially from one mace and partially from another mace. So Rabbi Kiva said tam and the Chachamim said tor. The fact that it says chatzi kav. And our Mishnah, even though the din tuma by mace is a roivakav, the Loch Moshe Sinai says that the nozer is only megileach if it's a chatzikav. So Tosfos points out over here and the Rosh points out over here that this brisa that is regard is discussing dini taglachas, specifically talking about nozer, not about the dinim of Tumas Mace, which then the Brisa would have brought to Machloikas Tina Rekiva and the Chachamim by a Roiva Kavat Samas. There's another Machloikas Tina Rekiva and the Chachamim by a Chatzi Kavat Samas in regards to Taglachas Nazir. The shear is a Chatzi Kavat Samas. So according to the Chachamim, it has to be from one mace. According to Rekiva, it can be even be from more than one mace. It's the same Machloikas, the same Lundas and a Machloikas, but it's this Brisa is specifically talking about dinim Taglachas. Well, Revi'ez Dam, Habo Mishnayim, Revi'ez Dam came from more than one mace. Well, Etzem Kisera Shenechlak Lishnayim, you have Etzem Kisera, and this is even from one mace, and it broke apart. Vashidra Gogarlis, and the Shidra and the Gogarlis, which came from two different maces. So if you do your math, that's seven. If Shidra and Gogarlis are separate, so then it's seven. So you have the 24 vertebrae, 12 from mace A and 12 from mace B, and then you have a skull, all the pieces of the skull, partially for one mace and partially for another mace. That would be, if each one's separate, that should be the machloikas. If you need both of them together, so that's the sixth item. So the Chachamim say that they have to be the shidra and gogolos of one mace. The Kibbutz says you can have the shidra from one and the gogolos from the other. But if you do your math, the chari, we end up, if shidra and gogolos are separate, so it should be seven. There was Abram and a mace, Abram and a chai, Achatikav, Revius Dam, Etzim Kasara, that's five, and Shidra Gogarlis is the last one, which should be six. If it's both, they have to be together, it's six. If it's, we said it would be seven, and we said there's seven things, six things. Visar Daitak, O Shidra Gogarlis, Hani Shiva Havyat. Okay, so we have a raya that it means the Shidra Gogarlis together, and they're arguing what will be if the Shidra Gogarlis come from more than one mace. Fine. So our answer is no. It's very possible that there really is Shidra Gogarlis are separate. So if so, we have seven things. When Rabbi Yehuda said there's Shisha Devorim that the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva argued, there are only six of them. Because Etzim Kesara is not a Chachatin and Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Kikitani called Hecha the Pligi Alei Rabim, Lafuke Etzim Kasara the Yachar the Pligi Alei. When Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Huda said there are Shisha the Worm, which Rabbi Kiva's Matam the Chomer Matar, and Rabbi Kiva was Chayzer. Now, the Brisa lists seven things which Rabbi Kiva said Tomei, and somebody else said Tor, but of them only six were the Chachamim. That's only machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and a yachid. The Tanya etzim kasara shenechlek l'shnayim. So you have etzim kasara, and it broke into two pieces. Rabbi Kiva matame, Rabbi Yerchan ben Nuri matayer. So we have in this brisa that the matayer is not the chachamim, but it's just one. It's one individual person. So that doesn't go into the count of the six. And it's possible the Shidra Gogarlis are listed, or each one by itself is a source of tumah. Now, we pass in Shidra Gogarlis is actually separate. So we have to accept one of these terutim, or give multiple terutim. One of these terutim has to be accepted because we pass in Shidra Gogarlis are not, each one by itself generates tumah. So we'll get that eventually. Okay, that's one teretz. Viboy Sema Kikatoni Eberman and Mace, Eberman and Chai Lokatoni. That this din of with the Brisa, you should take one of the earlier cases. And they weren't arguing in regards to Eberman and Chai, they were arguing in regards to Eberman and Mace specifically. Viboy Sema. Third teretz, kiktonik. Especially now that you learn that the brisa was specifically talking about nazir, like Tosfos and the Rush pointed out before. So we're discussing dini nazir. So kiktonik, kolhecha the nazir megalech al ahiloi. The six that we're talking about are things which generate tumas oil, and a nazir would be megalech because of tumas oil. Lafugi etzim kasara deloy etzim kasara does not have a din of oil; it only has a din of maga or masa, not a din of oil. So there are seven things which Rabbi Kiva and the Aracham argued about, and eventually Rabbi Kiva was chayzer. Rabbi Huda was saying regards to six of them, which are relevant to Hilchas Taglachas Tuma be'oil, Taglachas Nazir be'oil. Miboy Sema, fourth answer is Rehuda said there's six things that Rekiva said was Matam and the Chomer Matar, and Rekiva was Chayzer. We have seven things here. One of them, Rekiba, wasn't Chayzerat. Like I mentioned to you, that the Din of Revius Dam, Rekiba is learned in the Mishnah Oilus, and Rekiba didn't retract. Kikatani called Hecha the Hadarbei. We're listing the six things that Rekiba retracted. The Fuke Revius Dam, the Loy Hadarbei. The Din of Revius Dam, which is Bomish Ne Mesim, which Rekiba was Matame, he never retracted that. Domer Le Rebbe in the Bar Kapara, because we know the Rebbe told Bar Kapara, Lo Tishna Revi Yisdam Bechazara Shrei Talmudah Shrei Bekiba Beyadoi. Do not list Revi Yisdam amongst the things that Rekiba retracted, because Rekiba held on to that state, that din Talmudah Beyadoi. He held on to that limud that he said, he held on to it. Okay. And this is something which he said regularly. So it was he held on to that sura. Void, hamikra masayoi. And like we had before, the more makes drasha, val nafshas meis, two nafshas, a meis means it's one shir revias which came from two nafshas. V'chol nafshas meis lo yavoi. Okay. Rav Shimon Omer ad yomav hayimatame. So, as far as I know, till the end of his days, he was matamit. He held was tamit. Imishemeis chazaboy any day if he retracted after he died. I have no idea. Okay. The Mor says, Tana Hushru Shinov Bibnei Tana Yosef. See, after he said that, that's a cute quip, but you don't talk about your Rebbe like that. So he fasted the Tanesim for Kapara for that lack of Derech Eretz, to the point that his teeth became discolored because of it. Okay. So we have four terutzim that you can't prove from this b'raisa that the chiddur and galus go together. But we have, so b'raisa is not conclusive one way or the other. Let's see the rush. So we're still, the shaila still stands. Do they go together or not? As of now. To my rush, it's the second to last line on the page. Toshma miminyono. Mahen Shishadur, what are these six things that Rekiba and the Chum had their argument about that Rekiba retracted? So it goes through the list. So one of the things is Valchati Kabat Tzomis. The Zot Rosh, Milok Tani Val Reva Tzomis, Habab Mibes Mesim, Kere Isa Beputin Rekiba Rabbanim Besetas Oilis. The Mishnah Oilis, where Rekiba and the Chum argue, discusses a quarter of a Kab. About Tzomis. And that's where the Mechlekes is. And Rekiba says Tzomis, the Chum says Torah, and now the Brash is telling me, the Rehuda said, eventually Rekiba retracted what he said. Right? So why does it say Chatzikav in this Brash? So that indicates to me the Rosh. Alma, Delinyan, Taklachas, Nozer, Ari, it should be Hacha. This price is discussing, specifically discussing the dinim of Taglachas Nazir, the same Machlokes between Rekiba and the Chumim in regards to Hilchos Tum and Tahara. They also argue regarding whether Nazir is Megaleach. By Nazir being Megaleach, he's Megaleach on a Chatzikat. So the same Machlokes Rekiba has that. So who's the Kiddush? Let's just point out who the Kiddush is. The Chumim say that the Gabi Hilchos Tumah, you need a roi v'kav, it has to come from one mace. Rekiba says it can come from two mace. Okay, now, and those are Megalech, not on a roi v'kav, on a chatzikav. We can very easily hear that chatzikav, for tuma, a roi v'kav is enough. There's a lacha once you see now that you need a chatzikav for taglachas. But let it come from two mace. Right? A quarter of a kav from one mace and a quarter of a kav from another mace. And then you have a chatzikav, it's a Megalech. The Chachamim are saying, even regards to Taglachas, it has to come from one mace.
And Akiva says, no, I mean, he holds you could have even a Rav Kav for the source of Tumah, it comes from two Mesim. The Nazim Shem Megalech, if a quarter Kav from one Mesim, a quarter from another Mesim, yeah, of course he's a Megalech. And the Chumah say, even that's not good enough. The Chumah or the Chiddush in this case. They're saying that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Shear for Taglachas is a Chatzi Kav. It means whatever din of Tumah generates, which a rubber cut from one mace, for another you need more of the same. The same one mace, but a chatzikav. That's not the point is that even if it's from one mace, but it's no longer attached. So they argue in regards to a shidra regardless from two meisim. So that can be read one of two ways. It meant a shidra from one meis and a gagolus from the other. And the Chum said it has to be for one meis. Means you need both together. Or it means both in regards to the shidra which came from two meisim or in regards to a gagolus which came from two meisim. What's the din? So the two ways to read that. And that's our shayla. A kitani b'evim and a meis. So one test of the more is they're not arguing about Eber Menachai. Pirish Kiktani Beklala Eber Menemeis Beklala. I'm sorry, the other round. The Mishnah Rosh is saying that they did argue about Eber Menachai, but which is a Mishnah over there. But it's included under the umbrella of the statement of Eber Menemeis. So Beklala Eber Menachai, Hilo Beklala LeKamoni Zion. There are actually seven cases, but they're included in six categories. So more so that what the count of six is lafuke etzim kasera. Then it also megalech ella al mago va al masoi. Okay. The kasha, the masnisin, we're going to have a mission later on. Mugur b'kiba, the nosim galecha reviyas dam mikal b'cherma datsim kasera. B'kiba's raya, the nosim galecha on reviyas dam. I skipped. So, if we're saying that we have seven cases, six of them are relevant to Tumas Oil, and one is relevant to only Maga Amasa. Okay, fine. So, Revi Yisdam is one of the six that has to be have Tumas Oil. So, Frank the Rosh Hakasha, Rabbi Kiva learned out the din of Tumas, the din of Nozim Galeach and Revi Yisdam. From Kavacharim, from Etzem Kisar. Right, because back in the Mishnah, when it listed all the things that the Mishnah says, Achatzi Lugdam. The Chachamim say that the shear that a Noshes Megaleach is a Chatzi Lug, not a Revius Lug. Rikiba says, no, the Noshes Megaleach had a Revius Lug. Kavacharim from Etzem Kisar. The problem is we have a din of Dayoy. If Etzik Besar is only Metame, Nelson is only Megaleach by Maga and Masa, so Revius Dan, which is learned from Etzik Kesara, should not be Metame Ba'oil, Shalom Metame Ba'ma. No, it should only generate a din of Taglachas if it's through Maga Masa. The Chumra, everybody agrees it's Tame. The Shir Tuma is Revius Dan. The Shir Tuma is a quarter of a Kav of a Tzomis. And Nelson is only Megaleach on a Chatzi Kav of a Tzomis. Nelson is only Megaleach on a Chatzi Lug of Adam. That's what Chum said. Kozer Makiba says, no, he is Megaleach, even a Revius Dan. Just like Etzim Kisara. Well, okay. So this is, we're not discussing Hichos Tuma. Tuma there is according to everybody. Does Nelson have a din of that he loses his count, etc.? We're arguing. So maybe this dinner that loses the count is only through Maga with Revius Dam, according to Rabbi Kiva, or Masa, but not through oil. How do I know oil? I learned out from Etzim Kisara. You can't learn out oil from Etzim Kisara. So this price over here, which is talking about taklachas, it says reviyas dam, and we're saying we only list in cases of where there's tumas oil. Why is it tumas oil but reviyas dam? Yeah. Yeah.
There must be tumas oil.
The price says seven cases. So the more saying, well, the price says X amount of cases. The more the count that the price gives me is six. We're saying, but there really are seven cases. So how does that answer is of the seven, six have tumas are oil, and one is only through Magar Mas. Regards to Nazar being Megaleach. So it's Etzim Kisara, there's no oil. Fine. But the other six, there is oil. One of the six is Revias Dam. So the Bryce is saying that there's a din of oil, that Nazar will be Megaleach, according to Bekiva, and Revias Dam, Nazar will be Megaleach, and Revias Dam, but oil. Where does that come from? The Chachamim say that the din of Taglachas knows is only on a Chatzi loop, not a Revias loop. Rekiba says no. It's even Revias loop. I learned it out. I can't learn from Etzim Kesar. Etzim Kesar doesn't have oil, so the din of Dayo. I can't learn out to Revias Dam more than my source. My source is Etzim. Etzim has Maga. So Revias Dam has Maga. Etzim has Masa. Revias Dam has Masa. Etzim doesn't have oil, so how can Revias Dam have oil? Where'd it come from? So, according to this step of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva's source was not from a limud of a kalva chaver. It was he had a masura alocha moshe b'sinai. Because you're right, you can't learn out from etzim kasura. Rabbi Kiva was discussing Korner Rabbi Eliezer. He says, listen, you said there's no din of Giluach. It's a Kabbal Chaimer's Giluach, at least for Maga Masa. I actually hold that there's a Lachamash Vesinai, and not only for Maga Masa, even for oil. But you don't have that at Masara. Fine. But at least agree there's a Kabbal Chaimer. That's the Mishnah over there.
Doesn't Rabbi Akiva a Talmud?
That's a good question. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. So they're arguing whether there was a Masara or not. Where did Rabbi Akiva get the Masara if not from Rabbi Eliezer? So how can you have such an argument? He's also a Talmud of Yeshua.
I was going to say, okay.
Okay. So Morris says, Iboya Seima, that we only list in cases that Rabbi Kiva retracted. And of the seven cases, he only retracted six. The din of Revias Dam, Mishnei Mesim, Rabbi Kiva did not retract. It brings the Brisa that Rebbe told Bar Kapora, don't count that case, because Rabbi Kiva did not retract. Then Rabbi Shimon said his cute line, and Hushmuch Shina b'nei Atani Yosef Mishum Shaloi Dibur B'loshen Kovod Al Rabbi. He felt he didn't speak appropriately about his Rebbe. That Bahad the Kamer Imishameis Chazubay. Maybe he retracted after he died. So he felt that was inappropriate. So he fasted multiple fasts because of that, to the point that it discolored his teeth. Okay, so we're still left with an inconclusive with a shaila with no proof whether Shidur Gerlis are only together they have a din of oil, together they cause another bin Megaleach, or each one by itself would have a din of oil. Toshma, the Tanya, what's the problem? Okay, this parallels a Mishnah, that's what he's saying, but this is clearly the Brisa. It's a Mishnah of Masechta Zedius. And this is, it has to be a brice about that Mishnah. Beishama Armrim Raiva Atzamas, the din of Tuma, not Taglachas Nosa, that needs a Katzikav. But Raiva Vakav of Atzamas, Min Atzamim, Omishnaim, Omishloisha. It can be from different parts of the body. Okay, so take a look over here. So Raiva Minyan is there's 248 avarim in the body. So 125 is Raiva Minyan. So he has a Raiva Minyan, or he had Raiva Minyan, and then he broke off a piece of some of them. So they're no longer the din of Raiva Minyan. You don't have complete avarim, but since it's the shear is a Raiva Atzamas, it's Tamei. But you started with a Raiva Minyan, or you started a Raiva Minyan. And then that alone wouldn't generate tuma because there's something chaser. So we say it maintains the, but it has to be. But that which Veshami says, it could come from just two or three avorim of the body. That would not be Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So that's actually in the Mishnah, but this is a brisa. The brisa continues. Says I'm Rabbi Yeshua Yechalani Lasu Dibri Beishamai Dibri Beisilu Keachot. I can find a place where Beishamai Beisilu would agree. We said before that what's Rav Binyan? The two Shoik and one Yerech. So that's considered Rav Binyan of the person. So it's three Avorim and it's Rav Binyan. So now you have the three Avorim, that's Beishama, you have Rav Binyan, that's Beisilu, and now some of it broke off, but you have a Rav Atzamas left of those bones. However, Rav Gavoy Shal Adam, what's he put over here? However, Rav Binyan Shal Adam, Migaiva, that is what generates the person's ability to stand, and that's called Rav Binyanoi. Remember, the shidur doesn't count, the shidur is counted separately. So what does Rav Binyanoi means? If you have the two, there's more than one pelvic bone, so you have one of the pelvic bones and the two upper legs, or vice versa, so that's Rav Binyan. Fine. Now, the Brisa continues and says, "We shall arm him mina gavia, not from the." So Rav Atzamas is from the bones, according to Beishama. The Silva says Rav Atzamas is from the body. So which means either Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan. So Rishu is saying that Beishama is discussing a scenario of Rav Binyan, and he's saying that you can get three Avor, different Avorim together, and you can create a Rav Binyan, and therefore there's a din of Tumah of Rav Atzamas. Maybe still agrees to that. Now there's another case which Bisham is not discussing, which Bisham theoretically could agree to. But that's not what he's discussing. He's discussing the law of Rav Binyan. So Basil says, but there's a scenario where it's not Rav Binyan, but it's still Rav Binyan, and that's also good enough. If you take this different joints of the hands and the feet, you can get a Rav Binyan without using any of the bones of the Rav Binyan. Because the joints that they've worn, which are in the Mishnah, says that we count three bones in a finger. The Mishnah says that there are six. So there are each hand that each hand has 36 in each finger. If I'm five is 30, so two hands is 60. 2 feet, the same thing. The Mishnah says the same thing. So there's 120 bones between the hands and the feet. It's not Rav Binyan. It's not Rav Binyan at all. So you need 625 to generate Rav Binyan. It's possible to get Rav Binyan without using anything which is part of the Binyan. So that's what Beis Hillel is discussing. Okay. Now, this Mishnah is listed in Masechta Zayin as one of the scenarios. There's a few Mishnayos where we have a very fascinating machlokes. You have Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Shammai. Means Beis Shammai was not like Shammai. So, part of the Mishnayos of Eidios, we know, listed some of these more of a. There are the Mishnah. The first two Mishnayos are machlokes between Shammai, Hillel, and the Chacham. Like a third sheet, which we pass like the third sheet, not like Shammai or Hillel. So these are the scenarios the Mishnah is listing. So this Mishnah says Beis Shammai is one, Beis Hillel says two, and Shammai Azokin himself said three. What does Shammai Azokin say? Shammai Omer, I feel etzim min hashidra o min hagagolus. If I could have one bone which is large enough that it's a roiv of a kav, even though it's one bone, I don't need a tzomim, I don't need multiple bones. It doesn't have to come from Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan. Right? The person's got a very large shaykh, and that's it. It's just one shaykh, but it's a roiv. It's area is the roiv of kav. So that's enough. So Beis Shammai clearly says, mina shidra, oh, mina gogolis. Okay. So, Zot the Gemara. So the fact that Shammai is discussing either the Shidra or the Gagalas indicates to me that the Chachamim say you need the whole Shidra or the whole Gagalas. Or a Rav Kav, the same argument, you'd have a Rav Kav from that. The multiple bones, but like we had before. All of the bones, but each one's missing a little bit. So it's, you can't be talking about Shidra, it's talking about Rav Kav of the Shidra. But you see you're starting with this Shidra or the Gagalas. Come Shammai says, for Staffman does. One bone is enough. Right? But that makes sense. That's the Machloikis. The verse says, no. You can't prove anything from Shammai. Shani Shammai, the Machmir. Shammai's personal Shita is quite a Machmir de Gashita. So he says, either the Shidra or Gagalas is enough. And then he says, not only that, but even one bone of the Shidra or Gagalas is enough. But you have no right with what the Chachamim held. So more is going to grapple about. So what is the Chacham's response? Do they agree with that? We're saying the Shoshama is really saying two steps, and it's Mechoikis. We're saying according to Chacham, it's possible that you need Shidr and Gerlis together. Shami says no, it's either Shidr or Gerlis. Furthermore, according to Chacham, to generate a din of Raiva, you would have to take all of the bones of the Shidr and Gerlis together, which is more than a Raiva, break them into little off each one a little bit, so you still have a Shidr and Gerlis. But since there's a Raiva Kav left, but since it's missing pieces, it's not, it can't be Tomei. But since it's a Raiva Kav, it is Tomei. So Shammai, first of all, it's either Shidr or the Gerlis. And second of all, you don't need to, even one bone alone of that will generate Tumah based on the Din of Raiva Kav. So that's two steps. They're arguing 2 points. Is that true? Or the Chacham agree to Shidr or Gerlis, but they're only arguing the second step. So where the Chacham stand on that point, that's the next step. But let's see that for tomorrow.